Yo, for real. Yeah, for real. Kicks kipiga ni ndege, drip na magi ya denge, nim chips nisiwe kinenge, kwa tips na washa nyasore.
Kicks kipiga ni ndege, chain on me in my element, chain on me looking elegant, chain on me in my residence.
Nyangande, nyangande, muratina na murambe, jaba, mamende, wesi yola ni kulambe.
Whoa, I am geeking off the molly, marijuana like a molly, tripping on him not probably. Get off my page, it's a Friday.
Silizi WhatsApp katambe, bugizi matap matembe, bigi na pak ni bidi na nyap mingi, hindi oriji ikembe, orenge na sembe, bora nisiwe kinenge, wabebe, wabebe, kadere ndo rende isonge. Ivo ndo nivo, ate kikugera si tuko lit, tulianza illegal, squeezy manze jowera ni legit. Kidole cha middle, inende ya mahita na masnitch, mano na mission, yeah. Lazima mini chukue yo risk. Kicks kipiga ni ndege, drip na magi ya denge, nim chips nisiwe kinenge, kwa tips na washa nyasore.
Kicks kipiga ni ndege, chain on me in my element, chain on me looking elegant, chain on me in my element. Kicks kipiga ni Nike, I'm the baddest, better hype me, double tap it, don't type me, it don't matter if you like me. Gwa inki buta ni pineapple, I ain't chatting with a federal, packs on me and it's several. Now you fucking with a general, now you fucking with a boss. You don't listen, it's your loss. All of this water, he looking around and they creeping. Go tell him that I am the sauce, serving the chicken, of course. Why are you cuffing the bird? See me in the air, see me everywhere. When you see me, then you see me, and you see the bros and you see in the owls, owls.
I can never tell a lie and I don't, ayy. Hoes kissing in the yard and in the front, ayy. I'm on crazy shit tonight till I'm gone, ayy. If it's on, then it's on. Hella shit be popping, I can't wait to put that shit up in a song, ayy. I be going so harder than a pump, Want the smoke, I strip that fire in a bomb, ayy. If it's on, then it's on, ayy. I said no more parties, now I'm sitting
now
at a party,
ayy.
But what the fuck, I'm finna party. Women look like Cardi, but shit, my name Barbara, so I'm Barbie.
Barbie,
hey, dude tryna holla, but I'm waiting for the cue. You know I can never let a freak come and shoot. Hoe off the vodka, tryna deuce.
Don't do
I ain't
it.
Tryna fight, I got a fork, I'm tryna use. Stab.
I ain't tryna live, shit is great out here.
I'm tryna sell a nigga dope, he's smoking vape out here.
What
the fuck, I got the cash right here. It's hella cash right here.
What else?
These hoes right here,
oh,
shit, spaz out here. Where the money at, dude? I got these hoes, these time she
and she ain't looking at you.
Hey, hey, she ain't looking at you. I took a picture, I ain't tryna at you.
No,
cause
no,
I ain't tryna
no,
at
no.
you. You know, I can never tell a lie,
and I don't,
ayy. Hoes kissing in the yard and
in the front, in the front.
I'm on crazy shit tonight till I'm gone,
till I'm gone.
If it's
gone,
gone,
then it's on.
She be poppin', I can't wait to put that shit up in a song,
in a song.
I be going so hard, it ain't a point.
Yeah, yeah.
Want the smoke, I strip that fire in a bone, in a bone.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
on,
yeah.
On,
kuna msana headache juma nyaru ana seti joni mob.
Oh.
Mina penda blunt, misi penangi mabong.
Nah.
Nina ngeos haga yake yu swalongi thong.
Oh.
Nimeingia form, niko matiri, niko on.
Oh.
Lilingia nkyo sober, vile nitoka ilikuwa
noma.
Lilingia na dim decent, after a while she was a hold down.
Oh.
Misi penangi kubonga, ulizo shopkeeper, miuti mia Trojan.
Yeah.
Miyo kelelia mtani, hakuna siku utanulia mboga.
Nah.
Kama utafuti yomboka, minjo manigas na chuja around me. Silver saina dunga, know the stone is fine. Coming, mina penanga madura, cause these niggas always capping. Bora peso na tuma, boys ain't cheap, the boys
tiny. You know, I can never tell a lie, and I don't, ayy. Hoes kissing in the yard and in the front, ay.
Yeah.
I'm on crazy shit tonight till I'm gone,
yeah.
If it's on, then
yeah.
It's on.
Hella shit be popping, I can't wait to put that shit up in my song, ayy. Yeah, she like me, yeah, she love that shit long, ayy. Want this smoke, I'ma roll it to a blunt, ayy. If it's on, then it's on. Cause you know, you know, you know, I could never tell a lie and I don't. Hoes bad from the back to the front, ayy. I'm going crazy all night, I'm on yodel. If it's on, then it's on.
Just look at what I'm
mic for.
Am I being dramatic?
Four
is yours. Am I?
Hello, hello. Am
I could hear you before. Wait, so which one is yours? We're not us doing this live.
Oh, we're live.
Where comes a kotu zake? And I'm curious to what's happening. Anyway.
It's not scary.
Kwa nini mnainterrupt show yangu? Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm just
Okay.
Anyway. Bro, people in this studio are not okay. Already. Nishana my fave people around. Anyway, guys, welcome to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody on let me realize when I come on camera. You Better Ask Somebody podcast. Leo Nikona, a very dope guest.
Yes.
I'm here with Corbs, King Corbs. King Corbs.
It was actually my PlayStation name.
Oh, my.
Yeah, when I was young. Then it just became my Instagram name.
Ah, Kilimani babies. I'm scared story. Normally the story in a Konga, you know, back
I was in the
broke.
Hood. I was trapping. I was gooning.
I was in the hood.
No, I wish.
Yeah. Anyway, nani kwa hapa tuna tu with Tella the regular Zeki like.
Man, mimi na sijika na sikika but ndonge tu kwa microphone.
Just,
na sikika.
Yeah.
Wako am bitches.
Nimewasha tu mic zote nimesema you know what? All of them, let them all just be on.
Okay.
So anyway, now on a bond with these guys. These guys, how's your week been, guys?
Hey, I'll start with my America has been the pits. My laptop crashed. I lost the document. My mother almost found us smoking weed.
Ooh.
Apart from that, jana nikajigonga kwa mathri nikipanda. So like, magoti yangu nasikia uchungu.
You still suffering.
Bruv, it's been the toughest week in my life.
Bro, unajua nimekuwa the same situation. I was entering the cab and then I hit my head. I was like, fuck, I think he wanted to ask me if I'm okay, but aliona pia mina lenga so hard. So I could decide a lenga. So I was like, okay, so if we're all lengaing,
it's a lenga.
Nothing as interesting as you guys for sure. I've just been sleeping late, waking up late,
showing up late.
Chill. There's traffic, man.
And
I'm gonna talk a wrong guy.
I'm a Karongai baby. 1 to 5.
My lyrics too.
Wait for it.
No, I was at home. You know when you're just at home and you're thinking, I have time. And then just guess like this, I saw it was 4:10.
So in Rongai for real?
No.
And we'll go to home.
Imagine.
Because you weren't even doing anything.
I was trying to get an outfit. I couldn't just come like that, even if it's a radio interview.
It's our superstar.
Missing what happened to me when I was coming here. I was like, hey, Akina Cobs are coming. You know what? Let me look peng. So I wanted to put on lashes. You're glueing your macho.
Too much.
rethink my life. I was like, you know what? Better last come. My eyes were dying. Bro, that was the worst shit I experienced in my life. It was so painful, by the way.
Then
see, you know, that's what you get when you're putting extensions and God gave you eyelashes. How much for eyelashes?
But the whole essence is to look
well,
even more pretty.
They make your eyes look.
There's
nothing
I can do. Niggas have it easy. Check even your eyebrows. Zake ziko full. Kuna sengina wanachora.
Yeah, because I don't shave them.
No.
But the babes who don't shave, they just don't have eyebrows.
They just don't have eyebrows.
Walai.
Kwani tumekuwa hapa nini ya tutorial? Unajua pia mimi.
I mean, it's good to educate us. As we don't know.
Niggas have it easy. Niggas have the best lashes, the best eyebrows.
That's true.
The best hair.
Thank you.
And then...
the last time I just can't. I just can't.
But you're lying, because when there's a shika, it's not come crazy over the brat. So if you get the small hair buns, you could do that. You could do that. You got this.
It's like a very misconfused rapper.
Oh, by the way, Taylor is dropping a tape.
Yeah, me, I drop mixtape up. But not a serious tape, but not. But for real, believe
me, I'm supporting.
I'm supporting. I'm not going to do it for fun. I'm high school. I'm going to form force to dress. But anyway, that's my wish, your dream.
He didn't know how it was going to go.
Exactly.
Anyway. Oh, I feel like we're going on the wildest week, though.
Why?
Nilipata a very wild cab driver. Was it 2 or 3 days ago? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I don't know why I get suicidal bodaga. It's not even a cab guy. It's a bodaga. Last year, around a time like this, by the way, I also had a suicidal bodaga. Umsa bodana niambea, and I feel like ku end it all, and I feel I'm a choker. Last year. Hey, bro, and I'm on the back. I'm like, bro, okay, so nishukishe ama. Yet I'm in the studio. And I was like, yeah. Then, today, this year, it happened twice. Literally too juicy. Another guy starts telling me that, and I was like, bro, are we really going through it like that? Collectively? Bro, I say one at gym, Lisa, seriously.
Nah, that one I think you just get off the boat. Even Amat is easier.
But that's not joking. I don't know. Fast and Furious.
I'm just easily trying to get to my next client. I've just left one client, I'm trying to go to another one. Umsana and Mbiana die could end it all. I'm like,
don't wipe on the boat up.
Bolangata Road?
Hey. No. Yeah, hey, I pondered on a border the other day from just the Angong Road going to Langata side. The guy is doing more Fast and Furious on the road, bro. And he comes, hey, boss, we seen a raka. I don't know if you can catch you.
But anyway.
The funniest time actually was the time my border guy actually hit another car because he was staring at some booty.
Oh shit.
Hit a cab.
He was staring at some ass.
Oh, he hit another boy. Yeah,
like now he hit another car in front. Like he's looking like this, then he hits his right then.
Now we will call to number one.
Bro, I just knew because like you know, Joe, you look like it's car. So you clock it.
Yeah.
And this guy, you know, he's shocked. He's like, hey.
But it's so big.
Have mercy.
Exactly.
We're moving rather slow, so it was
at least you survived. But I mean, the last Buddha accident, Nidikwa, you fly crazy. I didn't even know I was that light.
You've had more than one Buddha accident?
Just one.
Yeah,
right now, I'm even scared of using them. Even Juzini lit me up too because I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
And then that Buddha guy started talking like that, and I was like, this is exactly why I don't use Buddhas.
Mm.
I was like, ah, say you want to die kukuwa.
I'll tell you, the worst thing is when you're on the highway and this guy wants to have a DMC.
What's a DMC?
A deep, meaningful conversation.
Oh.
About
actually, many babies. Where? You know, it's time. Language zingine inabidi tu ni follow up.
The shit ain't lit.
Namaanisha.
That's the time we go to.
Okay.
Ah. Yes, are you mean?
Tunakama boomers sasa.
DMC.
Yeah, this guy was telling me about how he used to be a real estate agent.
Oh shit.
And now like one of his homies played him. But then now see we're going like down Bagadi Road at like 150. Niko tu. Yeah, bro. Niko skia, wallahi. Yeah. I don't even know
what he's saying. Yeah, time, labda unachangia na kuambia kitu deep.
But mina relate. Mina relate. There's a time nilipanda nduthi kutoka hapa Villa Rosa disio Kimao. So tuko hapo Mombasa Road. Nah, bro. Mina kuambia mini nduthi gang for life.
Today in the morning I saw some babe tweeting at his jewelry chukua nduthi kutoka Thika adi Athi River.
I mean, we do such shit, bro. By the way.
Imagine a must.
As a heavy Jav user, inafanga point unasikia, I'll die to his okelele. And you know, but I'll die ata kubonga na mse.
Especially once you're already used to...
Pressure?
Blood pressure. Do
the
but it's dangerous. Alafu unacheki hizo malories manini.
Misa yostafu ni bamba. Kwanza so that time tumetuka kile nini.
Yosa
nini na jengo. Mombasa Road na construct. This boy's anashida kiniambia hapa vile ametoka from a single parent family. So I'm like, I want to understand you, but me ni kwa hapa nyuma fam. Sielewi ni una bonga. So me to go, pia mimi.
Me personally, I cannot do that. But the funny thing, Boda guys always have funny stories. And this Boda guy, aliniambia kitu funny before, okay, ilikuwa before I'm after, and he was suicidal. So alini show, and he was telling me how, I don't know how we started talking about having savings.
Mm-hmm.
He was a young guy, by the way. Anakatuka itu. So yeah. We're talking about having savings, and he was like, negative. So I asked him, and then he's like, hey, what's the point of having savings in this economy?
Yeah.
Ati itu me atu pesa kwa sababu unachiki, most of the young people right now are dying. Every day you log on to social media and you see someone has died. And they're not old people, they're young people.
Mm-hmm.
Not about that, you won't say akona savings. So ati akuna jakona savings.
Oh God, that's so small.
Ati, the little money you get, spend on yourself for jibambe. It made sense. But is it really okay to not have savings?
Nah, fam. I think you're dangerous.
That's not invest.
Hey.
What if you're those people who keep your money somewhere and it's just getting in cobwebs? Like if you get a check, half of it you invest.
Okay, so you feel like invest instead of saving?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, okay, saving is a must because for a rainy day, it's good to have that 1K, 2K somewhere there that can help you.
Ask me about a rainy day. Mumsi
shida yake ilikuwa unasave la food dedication yo pesa. Alikuwa amekula stress and it made so much sense. But then also, what if you're just those people who live, you know? Yeah. Wishy to kamoe at this G 90 watts now on a
be like that, man. like, how are we drinking from Thursday until Wednesday?
It's like a week,
bro. You guys is living life like
you get a, pesa
and then
and can I, can
after,
I get
after
in
that week in of trapping, now you disappear.
Oh, yeah, okay, and that makes
phone
sense.
Goes off. Like, I swear, Sabihu just lost his phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, like, if you count now our whole squad. I think in total we've lost like 16 phones this year.
Eh, bro, bana.
Me alone. This is my seventh.
You're
phone.
Like part of the 10.
Me alone, it's
the
my
10
yeah,
phones.
Seven. Mine is 7. Like, eh, but we have my boy Jogu. We have Mr. K. I'm put his iPhone Billy. Aje.
Eh, me imagine me neza ku hunt down. I remember there's a time some guy ali bus mangu kwa matri.
Yeah.
Nilishika yo mkono yake na nikash out kwa matatu. Umeniibia simu. Because, hey bro, Mrs. Imagine Tenjiki and the two evil. That would be a massacre.
The most embarrassing one was when I was stolen from fans. Like, they weren't fans. They weren't fans. They,
okay, people who are there for your shows.
Yeah. But they knew who I was, like, Cobs. Picture.
Kilimani baby.
Yeah. It was at K1. That was the first time. And by the way, this one hurt because I bought it with my own money. I saved up for so long. Huh? The one phone, okay, a few. Now, ever since that one, I had to buy for myself.
Yeah.
Bro, 5 guys, they're lined up like this, like, Cobs, picture. So I go in the middle like this, take a photo. As I'm walking away.
Where they're walking.
As I'm walking out. I was like, bro, like, these guys, like, they fuck me. That's cool, man. You know, at that time, you don't get that much recognition. So everyone that hollers at you, you show them love back.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm walking away, one of them pulls my hair. Yeah? I only figured out the next day. When that guy pulled my hair, that's when the other one stole the phone.
Oh, so
yes, when he pulled my hair, like, bro, nini? Cool.
Hey,
I just get outside of K1 day. I'm looking like, hiya. Let me call the Uber. It's like, motherfuckers. Those niggas.
You just knew it was
I knew it was them. I was like, and well executed, because I was so proud of them, man. I was like, yo. He was like, well done.
You didn't see that coming.
I was like, yeah.
Sometimes I usually feel like na understanding yo senyor dai ku karibia watu. Like, it's okay. Be called bougie. It's okay. As long as it's, at the end of the day, you still have your shit.
Hey, me nakushu. Ata si, vosa zingina chana kwa saltingi. Nakumbuka, when TDC was doing this whole thing, they brought a cardinali. Me have never seen such a...
Mm.
The wagoons are kwa binadamu hapo. The shit that was going on.
Yeah.
Your show at the crafts. Yo sikundo niliona seriously. Cardinali fans were everywhere. I think their fans were the most
up. Their fans are like
avoid those people.
Their fans were the most up. So tumesimama tu hapo msana record. Ati tunawaibia dingo those. Na nimesimama nyuma yake. I'm like,
I would be scared, bro. Mean the step.
Nili songa, I moved. I was like, hey, this guy means business.
Hey,
and then he has those matu chains, those matu funny chains. Ako shirtless. I'm
very so.
Unajua
kama
that. Unajua
hizo rings.
Unajua amevaa dirty jeans in 2021 ajali kitu yoyote. Amevaa dirty jeans ako shirtless.
Na Timberlands. Timberlands.
Homsi ajali anything, bro.
Mimi naweza taka kwa na beach teka huyo bana. Ndio mtu tu akipull up na mwanga. What's up, G?
Oh,
kidding. Who do you like? I think the first time I went for a Cardinale concert, I was like 17. It was in Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
Long time, man. I don't know what song it was, man.
Oh, my God, it was a long time last year.
When I was after about 30 years. How old are you right now?
How old am I right now? I'm 46.
Ah.
For one of these songs, man. Now, I'm joking. I'm 21. But see, that was
okay,
like,
yeah, but that's like...
It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. The first line, I can't remember what song that was. But the guys were like, I don't know, something, where the guys who be stealing phones. I remember that time. my boy was there, and like he had, you know, when you go, those days used to go for, you remember Black Rock? You guys remember Black Rock?
Yeah.
You go there with two trousers.
Black Rock ilikuwa S2.
Black Rock nini?
Black Rock ilikuwa. Oh, Saints, yeah, Saints.
That rugby thing.
Oh my
man.
God, yes.
You used to go there just target practice.
We were just talking about swim. It outside with Nani right now.
Yeah. So now, my boy has come there, keep Black Rock style, bro. He's worn track suits and then jeans on top, bro. Just to keep his phone inside, and I was like, hey, nah, never get one.
Anyway, let's blast. Since tunaongea juu ya drip, Luku Hatari. One of my favorite songs on this project, by the way, is this one.
Which project?
Usinisumbue.
Which project, Luria?
Skia la funisho.
Travis Tinibu.
I don't know which one is yours anymore.
1990. Shori ni kasiri painting sukari. Nina relationship na shada tumetoka mbali. Sikunji sura nikiwa makali. Sindo the baddest of the baddest na kuna swali. Ju kama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali. Ju kama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali. Check the drip Versace. Okay. Bizo he big tsunami. Okay. After I hit it, I pass it. Get in the whip, then dash it. Gang affiliated, yeah, them criminals, my family. Shawty give me toppy, after that we playin' hide and seek. Trapping every weekend, you would think we had a money tree. Sticky in the box, come a villain, all them shawty's beat. Hey, hey, shawty wanna suck up. Utapewa smoke, cookie bonga, taka taka. Hey, hey, say what y'all follow. Utapewa smoke, cookie bonga, how you wanna. Manzi ni kabaya, and she bougie like Rihanna. It's a painting, summer. Shori ni kasiri painting sukari. Nina relationship na shada tumetoka mbali. Sikunji sura nikiwa makali. Sindo the baddest of the baddest na kuna swali. Jukama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali. Jukama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali.
Atiboti ya konyagi ni hatare. Juzi tulikuwa bogi genje at the party. Booming pale pale. Baby wacha swale. Staki mambo mingi yani mimi ni mukale. Pale serekale. Piki piki moving do the gang. Nikifika kuruweng. Inashika watu 10. Sasa yule yangs kunitaka anasend. Picha mbili za matiti na kahaga akibend. 20 past 4 kama class kila siku yani high school. Nigga please don't be moving like I like you. 20 past 4 kama class kila siku yani high school. She's a baddie so I might do.
Shori ni kasiri painting sukari. Nina relationship na shada tumetoka mbali. Sikunji sura nikiwa makali. Sindo the baddest of the baddest na kuna swali. Ju kama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali. Ju kama ni drip hatari. Kama ni mbogi hatari. Talking that shit hatari. Walae mimi sijali.
Jamie dropping dimes.
Acha ni wachapie basi. Kiatu size 2, tena haga size 10. Usi tense babe, she is only my friend. Ati men are trash, I'm not like them. Anataka fair, okay just send. Size yako, size yako, size yako. Yoni size yako, yoni size yako, yoni size yako. ni size yako, size yako, size yako, size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako. Yeni Buffalo ama ni Kapienga, mini striker na we ni defender. Kwa mechi na make sure utaremember, iende iende kakienda. Figa ya Fanta, yangu ni ya Chrome, anapenda gangsters, good boys home. Shots, 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 hapa ni my shots, kama tuko Warzone. Kama tuko Warzone, hapa ni my shots, kama tuko Swimo. Washa tire, mi ucho makilo, demsi mshamba na anapenda kilimo. Zimeshika Mpesa on zero, ikijipa mi nafika hivo. Sija shiba nipike na kimbo, mi upena dem wenye akona. Kiatu size 2, tena haga size 10. Usi tense babe, she is only my friend. Ati mena trash, I'm not like them. Anataka fair, okay just send. Size yako, size yako, size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, size yako, size yako, size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako. Give a through pass, nipige na one touch. Make a call Jesus, cause I'm Judas. We were low key, no one ever knew us. Wanna do me, they wanna do us. No, I don't trust. No, no, woman, they come and they go. Now we come super, a girl on the low. Ukiniuliza, hey, I don't know. Ati who? Ati what? Ati when? Z, just stop. I just wanna win, wanna be my own boss. Don't come here if you don't know the plot. Ay, ay, yawa. Omera, you are sick, no dawa. Mimi nilichezwa, nikasema tu ni sawa. Nikajiseti, sahi wanagawa. Kiatu size 2, tena haga size 10. Usi tense babe, she is only my friend. Ati mena trash, I'm not like them. Anataka fair, okay just send. Size yako, size yako, size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, size yako, size yako, size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako, yo ni size yako.
Interesting, very interesting. Sasa, the superstar mwenyewe.
Cobbs.
Anyway, eh, inaka very interesting. Doing all that, doing all that. Nini mnafanya?
Eh. Oh, nikuwa nasasa na issues.
What are you doing? Ama nini, I'm gonna go too loud. Anyway. Yeah, so, well, we're here discussing how the day quite invested in the next Halloween. To know is in my costumes. Man. People looked so good. People looked so
hey,
good.
Hey, Kenyans so are good. Going crazy. Kanza mspanetua at Gambino.
At Gambino?
Yeah.
Gambino like Charles Gambino?
Yeah. But I think her name is Isabella. Ah, yeah. She did a whole Beyonce feat.
Are you serious? Crazy.
Niko na mwingine amedoa Kim Kardashian one.
Watu wanatoa edo wapi hizi outfit.
Ukinwa gilo watu wananunua.
Hey, iwani mwenye utaongea na mimi ndo unakunywa hiyo gilo.
Niko deep in it, niko in it. In the,
yeah, the one who's drinking the gilo.
But nimekuomba ngoja nilipe tu kwenye gilo vizuri.
Ah, super Sammy, walk back in. Just doing as he pleases. Anyway, so now we're back. Tuliko wapi? Miezi mazuri zenu za watu wa boda. Na chapa sijui laps hadi wapi.
Shout out to those babes. They deserve the most.
Which babes?
So watu wa boda.
Boda babes.
My honey.
Si Kilimani babes, si boda babes. Eh, sawa, okay.
There's no difference.
Hadi si Kimau babes.
Hadi there's no... Hey. Okay, sure. I'll try and justify.
And that Kilimani is where you can't take an Uber.
Why?
Traffic.
Oh yeah, true. And I make more sense because if you take a cab from Kilimani to Kilege, mm-hmm. it would cost way more than it would cost you to take a boda.
Really?
It's more convenient. Yeah. Utapita through the traffic. That makes sense. Plus also the distance. Why would you take a cab?
Yeah.
So not the two kwa vipina piga madoba.
But me that pia miss you nangi the difference.
Oh, you putting your leg on it?
It's okay, it's okay.
It's gonna pressure to me.
Nguyako. Oh. Tell him Nguyako inafikaji hapo.
I want to be like, kind of comfortable.
Where? Let me not lie to you guys. I think Nini thought yangu imeshukiasi. Tani mess out everything that we were talking about. So anyway. Anyway. Where? Not now. Not now. Not now. Let us see another notes. Well,
Who's your favorite singer?
Tuna wing it. What do you mean? Kenya, ama.
Kenya, tafadhali, please.
My favorite singer here?
Artist, let's say artist.
Oh, okay. Artist, my favorite artist would... I'd be lying. Hey, bro, that's so bad. Is my favorite Kenyan artist?
Oh, me.
Mimi. Zina?
Afrikaana. Groovy Joe.
Oh, of course, no. That one is an expected answer.
promote Groove 24/7.
That's an expected answer. Of course, my favorite is Groovy. Especially because her sound is very, very different.
I say Groove is one of one. Groove is the best female rapper in Kenya.
She is.
No one can touch her.
She really is. I feel like also Nani, what's her name?
I fuck with her as well.
As well as Nani Silverstone is also good.
Silverstone isn't a hip hop rapper. She's a rapper. Tukiangalia in terms of what hip hop is and all that shit. Groovy comes with this bars.
That's true.
Groovy comes with heavy bars. You know Groovy's bars are not... One thing you may notice about the female industry at the moment, which is so disappointing.
Mm.
Everyone is trying to become a sex symbol.
Mm.
And I feel Mseka Groovy and a... Yeah, you call apo.
Yeah, call gangster.
Yeah, call gangster. Tu vile clacks when you speak like hand lines zingino ko like... Hey bro, sawa.
Like any yoni niyake Hennessy, the Hennessy challenge. Man. Oh my god, she went.
Oh yeah, she did a Hennessy challenge.
Yeah, she went off. She went so crazy. Eh, and you're groovy. Where?
Clack like hand when she talk.
Me always sitting with her when she's recording, and I'm just like, where? And it always takes her one take. One take, babe.
Oh yeah.
Take off. One take. One take, and she's got it on lock. Imagine. But the problem now with her. Atafanya one take and then she won't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And you over there, you're like,
men feel like,
how do you do that?
I think that's just an aspect of being an artist and you see what a kawaida to understand. Magic in
kawaida?
Damn. I'm an artist, so I'm to easy to understand.
That's true. Because so outside on this episode.
Because so out, don't worry.
So bad. It's outside anyway. Wapi wu sabi wu wenu, Afiki?
I don't know, man. Sabi if you're listening, man.
You disappointed us.
Yeah.
I was expecting to have the two of you here. How did you guys even start working together?
Oh, crazy. Actually, Kaush put me onto this guy. When Kaush was working now with, like, he was trying to do his Nico Deluxe.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they had been talking, blah blah blah. So now he showed me his music. I'm like, bro, this guy is fire. And then one day when we were just chiefing up in my house over there, this nigga walks into the compound. It's like this is telling us I'm moving in. So right now me and Sabi were neighbors. That's how we're so close and that's how we fuck with each other. But it was just luck, man.
Like, surprisingly, Ningadani uli Joanna before anyone.
Before yeah. Yeah. I thought like you're like childhood friends.
Early last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, as you know, those people where you meet and then you just kick it off.
Click it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's really nice. Last year. I feel like right now, Susan, I'm going to tell her as my new co-host. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, Tella should just now be my new co-host.
By force, bitches.
And I'm saving her a lot. But it's babe really saves me a lot. She saves my ass a lot.
I'm quite idol in life. So.
Wait, so how come you guys are not doing anything for Halloween when I'm quite dressed up?
Hey bro, me chankwambie.
I was so scared I was going to come to the studio and like some Halloween type shit.
Well, I'm dressed up as a real nigga.
I'm already tired.
But I'm really happy your culture Halloween in Manzokushika, like every single aspect of like the whole Kenyan culture.
I don't think everyone. Unajua bado kuna parents wenye wanaona hiyo kitu kana nonsense.
Amy, yesterday I lied to my mom I'm going for a Halloween party.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Keep going for Halloween.
Halloween,
exactly.
I'm like, relax, babes. So
some parents are still thinking like that. I remember when we were kids, people telling me they couldn't watch Harry Potter, because ni mashetani. Remember them, like,
my boy, my bitches. But
you know, you can't tell someone, bro, masakwa kwa aji, but in your head you can think. So I'm like, okay, so.
Okay, bro.
Cool story. But I've it's so sad.
Never watched Harry Potter ever, man.
How?
Wanajua one thing.
I'm feeling so insulted. Kuna movies, I'm going to Harry Potter. Yeah.
Titanic.
Even me, I haven't watched Titanic. Let me tell you. Titanic is the one thing that made me hate DiCaprio for a minute.
What?
So, wait, let me explain myself. So at first, that was like the first DiCaprio movie I think I'd ever seen. Yeah, that was the first thing of his I'd ever seen. So, to Nimefika 20 minutes in, I think 20 minutes in is when he starts painting this baby. So I'm like, hey, movie not take forever. What's the point? You know, what's the point? At that time, I didn't know what the Titanic was about. I didn't know the story. I was so young. So I was like, hey, movie not chukua so long to get to the plot. What is the problem? So naangalia hivi kwa, you know how you move your mouse to angalia the time, and I check it at 3 hours. I was like, I'm gone. And then now funny thing is, I'm the one who watches Marvel movies, Tarantino movies.
Hey, bro.
And I enjoy them.
But Miss Izzy,
but you know, all these things are 3 hours.
Ah, bro.
So you need to go on a trip for nothing.
You end up on a Venom nilidose kwa cinema.
Now you see, I feel like hiyo kitu inakuanga such an important thing. Like, that shit is such an important thing for someone to see. I feel like lazima mkwe mnapenda the same type of movies with someone.
Well,
for you
well,
to get along.
Unfortunately.
Movies, music, at least it has to be kidogo. That. Mm. You can't tell me ma, nini likubo, Venom.
Me nili does, but me nilikuwa mbe me.
The second one.
Yeah. But me, you know me, me I don't, sorry. Like I don't, sinu kwa mbe me niko deep in this Asian world, like, miss, I'm at a point in life. I didn't even watch Squid Games because Squid Games ilikuwa so overhyped and it was such exactly like nilikuwa like as a koreabu
black movies Squid Game black people Squid Games una change na ya
Squid Games
why you changing the name
black people but me missing nangi like a lot of outside Asia content.
Have you watched Dune?
Nah.
Shit, so like
I mean, I feel like I to watch Dune.
Okay, miss you K-pop. Like K-hip-hop. Like
K-hip-hop.
Yes, K-hip-hop.
Kenyan hip-hop.
No, Korean hip-hop.
You tried it.
Hey, no, but you know, move in the cast, you're understanding like the whole like K-pop ni K-pop. Alafu kuna. Nika vile tukona pop in Kenya. Ama tuseme.
Also now there's a tag like that.
Yeah, so like K-pop na K-hip-hop. It's so different, but...
You'd get
K-pop,
you
may
so
get
well
more famous
because
of Abu Yakina BTS
so
and other shit.
You understand Korean?
No, but I understand Chinese.
You can speak it.
That's not the same.
I'm going to floss.
So I'm like,
oops.
And I'm serious. Okay.
Beginning my coffee.
Can you speak it though?
Not really. Excuse sana.
Unaskianga. When you come, you mean kaskianga.
But me, I don't understand. But there's some words in here. When I say manga so often, limbaka tuna join nini.
So, like, your favorite song right now is a Korean song?
Nah. My favorite song right now is a Cheeky by Sabiwu.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why it starts.
Same.
But it's just that I absorb a lot of, like, Korean content during a feeling. At some point, we went the same flow, like, everything. Walikuwa third world country castes and all that shit, but they were able to step up that shit. And also, how wanapatanga support from within the industry kujijenga because they really supported that much by the government and it's not like wasiko wakona do mingi hivyo.
You know what argument we were having before? We're having the argument of how artists will, Kenyan artists mostly, you'll find an artist telling you hana fair kukuja interview.
That's bullshit.
Ama shit kama hiyo. What are your thoughts on that? Because me, I'm thinking there's so many celebrities and you know who made it. Angalia, trying to plug my favorite show right now. Currently, I'm watching Wu-Tang. Well, nimemaliza kuwatch Wu-Tang, and it's number two show right now after. Did you after BMF? Anyway, either way. So I'm watching Wu-Tang, and these guys used to be utter on zero, but they would get shit done. You know, because when Ajua, this is what they want. This is the vision. This is even when half of the crew, haiko ina believe in the whole music idea. Because these guys are already doing drugs and shit like that. So they know what money is. Like my favorite one said, Jizza, we know how being broke is and you know how it is to taste steak.
Money.
Yeah.
To so what?
You know how it is to eat steak. And you know how it is to be broke, like ukwe on zero, like ukwe on zero kabisa.
Yeah,
so you know how both of it feels like. So akuna rush. Akuna rush will get there. So you, how do you feel about that? People who normally...
I mean, personally, I'd appreciate, like, if like someone was to call me for an interview. Like, the other day I was called to an interview all the way in, like, sides of, like, past Brookhouse School, sides of Karen, Rongai almost.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, bro, like, I live in Kilimani, like...
your lap.
I'm going to spend like this money just to come there and talk to you for like something that won't benefit me. Mm-hmm. So me on my side, sometimes I think it's like the least you can do is to sort someone out. Same way mm-hmm. if you're working with an artist, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's on your song. Mm-hmm. And the guy lives far.
Yeah.
You tell the guy, yo, listen, I'll pay your Uber. You come to the studio. There's drinks on me, food on me. You lay a verse, then you go back.
Oh, you guys normally don't record in separate studios. I mean, okay, there's
that. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, sometimes like you want to have the same idea. Like you want to like
you want to work on it together. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so that some guy doesn't ideas and everything. Too far
yeah, okay.
From what the song
true.
Ideally is supposed to meant to be like. Mm. But like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because like, if you're hiring, if you're not paying the artist, if like, you know, it's like something that's benefiting you more mm-hmm. than it is benefiting the artist or the person that you're working with. I feel like the least you can do sometimes is to sort them out, at least food, if not even transport, like make sure when they get there,
something
they're comfortable.
Yeah. Okay. You know, makes sense. Okay. But that's not what I was asking.
You're asking
I was asking about the whole fair thing.
The fair thing.
The whole you'll drop anything. You'll drop my interviews and stuff because your fair is not being catered for.
Obviously, I won't drop it, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, I wouldn't put it past me to ask.
Yeah.
Like, okay. How do you expect me to get there?
Okay.
Then they're like, oh, exactly, you get. But I was like, they say, oh, yeah, a Buddha is cheap, just take a Buddha. So I'll understand this guy, he doesn't even have intentions of paying. Mm. So I'll be like, cool, I'll figure out my YOLO.
And I'll brush off and I'll say, idea and you need ideas. Like, oh, yeah, take a Buddha.
Ideas are expensive, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Anyway, me just got me thinking that some people just don't want it as bad enough. That's why like Kenyan music is never really that much on the map the way it should be. Because there's so many dope artists. Which is so crazy. Way too many.
Yeah.
Which is crazy mbona atu hit.
More feeling kama like it's quite a point where the artist and the media wanashindwa kuelewana. In that the artist is also looking to get promoted. And compared to Mufil, that's a lot of bullshit. There's an artist I was working with Nikam Tafta, like whole promo tours and all shit. Then he gives me the bullshit Says he make it kwa sababu sina fair. To me, it's called jinga because ungeniambia a day before, I would have known what to do.
And as you guys are already working on it, So
I feel like inakuanga so essential. We need to come to mesema unuliza kwanza before.
Yeah.
But pia, I feel pia kwa the media side, it's just common courtesy.
Mm.
When msani pia yako underground, usi calligraph mwenye tunamuita na pull up like that.
That's true.
I'm really sure that these stations are going to budget. Whether it's an online station, whether it's a big station, already kuna budget. Na unafai kutreat msani ni kani msani.
That's true. When I first met Cobbs. That's another problem.
Namambia mse, you're a big deal. Behave like it. So, aijalishi ka umse ako underground, ako na 2,000 listeners.
That's true.
The fact that umse anakuwa considered an artist, akuna hajae kumtreatka shit, nuneza mtreatka Jay-Z. Mimu ndu musema.
Yeah, that's true. Because there's a friend of mine who had gone for like easy my game shows na my whatever. Mm-hmm. So you know they call these big people and then this guy asks for water, Cambria and they were dispenser coaching. And I'm like, this guy has taken his time to come for your show to be your guest. The least you could do is just get him water. Na hata haja kulizia fare, amejilipia hiyo fare kufika. I feel like the least you could do. At least ungemwendea too much.
Mimi nakushinga msanii anakohoanga na mimi namuulizanga unataka nini? Because that's how it's supposed to be. Make these niggas feel piao, nikama the shit that they're doing is worthwhile. Because music shit is so discouraging. During the week I had Jaquil question. Nalikuwa kiniambia, he went to some guy's house akapata, ilikuwa like remnants of a studio. Msitu wali give up music. I don't think there's any country that it's hard to make it like out in music apart from Kenya na Uganda.
Oh, because in, like now hard. Sir, say wanna work first and then of nothing, all, no pay back.
Kenya kunanga I welcoming fan base. Shrapi K-pop 2013 was all kwana shanga umse na dunini.
Actually, you know, we need to actually research what's behind that, man. It's like Kenyan, like we don't support each other as much because like in Tanzania, bloody Diamond is buying a Rolls Royce truck. Hey.
And then you know the worst thing with Kenya, ukibang zano watu wataku hit even more. People now just become mean and shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. It's like, what's his name, Kahush? Kahush never speaks to anyone. at all. At all, miss yonangi umsi akiongea. Rada labda ni mimi ndo simuonangi akiongea.
Yeah.
But the tweets you see about him, you're like, bro, umetoa hiyo wapi? Umsi ameongea.
I think that's the only way to make it. But
I told him, like, the only thing we can do is just laugh.
Yeah.
Because, like, I told him, I've never seen a famous person without haters.
That's true.
Have you ever? Without haters. Like, once you're known, people will find something wrong with you. And, like, not even, they'll make up stuff.
That's true.
And, like, and even if I feel like if you don't like someone, so basically, watch out.
It must be those kids.
There are so many people I can tell you I've never heard of, because if I just don't, why are you taking yourself there?
So leave it alone. Like, for that guy, like, for him, the highlight of his day, of his week, of his year, was I posted a tweet about Nani. For him, at the end of the day, he'll still be who he is.
That's so sad. But like Dave Chappelle said,
so pathetic.
Twitter is not a real place.
But for you, it's just the tweet that you said. Yeah, it's mad. It's
pathetic. I feel like Neza Gupa, you hit though.
Yeah. Aye, bro.
Maybe I find you on a beach.
You don't watch any rest, man. Oh my God. Someone was like, Heri Niski Ngoma's a success card.
Oh my God.
I was like, yo.
But you guys normally some of the mean tweets.
I mean, yeah.
Why?
I don't read them. Like, I just, I'm on Twitter, yeah.
Mm.
I get notifications. So I'm like, cool, what's this one saying?
Wait, someone will at you.
They'll quote the tweet.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, like, I think this Kiango was a success card. But then the funny thing is, I went now to his profile. This guy's hating on Rich Homie Kwan, Kodak Black.
I hate on Senyata, Easy Touch.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, ah, bro, if you're hating on me, then that's good for me, man. You keep
showing me. Channel is still a banger. Still is a banger.
Let me tell you, to critique is way easier than to create.
Yeah, it's
people,
easy.
Yeah, people can just chat. Yeah. But muulize yeye anaweza fanya nini.
Hakuna kitu anaweza fanya.
Anaweza
kufika studio kuandika hapo 16 bar. Hata ujui 16 bar ni kwanza.
Which is violence. Violence.
I might get so pissed at this people who hate Kenyan artists. Like, yetu ni kuonyesha ujinga.
Kenyans collectively, I feel like Kenyans normally just all hit on each other. And then that's the reason why we don't get far. Because when I'm in your country, you know, but if something is shit, the way people stand, that's my man and I'm standing beside him.
That's true.
Other countries. That's true. No matter how shitty something might be, people will still support it and people will still buy it and whatever it is.
But like, also something I've seen, like the fan base that we are creating, the ones that we have, like it's crazy in a way that it's actually growing. Because, like,
yeah, people really lock.
Yeah, and like, they
lock. I mean, get a club, yeah.
You guys.
Rock with you guys. But, like, it's crazy because, like, we would do shows. Like, we did a show one time in Kiambu and then K1. Then we went to Diani.
Mm.
And in Diani, I'm seeing the same homies from K1.
For real? I'm called the way it goes.
Yeah, so I'm like, bro, like, that means, like,
hey.
Maybe we have even something going on here. Mm-hmm.
No, maybe. You actually have something going on. I don't know Nambia Wanga before you guys came. Like my connection and Bamba Naikili Mani babies, than the fact that whatever we're there for each other.
That's
like
true.
When I get a tip, when I get I'm a feature, and I don't know where in other situations it is a bit monotonous, but nika kila msitu hapa kuna something new to bring.
Yeah,
which is really dope.
Because like before you get a tape, like obviously you want to feature all the homies.
Yeah.
So like you'll do three types of songs. Like if it's like on my next tape, I'm lost for choice. Like I've a drill song with Sabi Wu, we have a love song, then we have a genge tone type song, same thing with Keegan, same thing with Kahush. So like by the time you pick it out, it's like so that the album doesn't sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure now with Kahush you do a dancehall, with Sabi Wu you do a drill, with Mr. K you do a love song.
That's so really
you,
dope.
Jerry you do.
So when you hit know? All of you.
Yeah.
Trying to win with the homies.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Basically.
That's dope. That's dope. I'm a Kilimani baby.
So Chef Kilimani babies.
I say when I'm blast music after how many minutes, and I always forget. So let me play you guys some Kilimani babies. Wako wapa.
Yeah, yeah.
I should get all my in the studio.
Yes, sir. I got on
that. Oh, give me that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Little Rose Bombay Nita Dunda Kilimani baby, I never been a runda. Aki roll J irrotate zimeshuka. Pardon my French, Jumapel, I'm a shooter. Day mwamefika na my boyfriends wa juja. Told you come alone, baby, why would you do that? Walai zimewa relax, niko form na mabuda. My ex ame catch, niko on na mashura.
No long talk, tuko handers, hunters, manyags na mavela. Ready for the problem, CCC my storyteller. Always on the move like we out here selling tenders. Tuko tuma swipe swipe ati tuma left right ati haga on site ati ati Nairobi boys bookie maneno mingi mingi I might only need the cookie kuchi yani cheki mimi si mlami si atula mbangi bana sisi huwa kazi nigga I'm just rhyming might be clarifying might just go ahead and say I'm lying.
Little Rose Bombay Nita Dunda Killy money baby I never been a runda Aki roll J irrotate zimeshuka. Pardon my French, Jumapel, I'm a shooter. Name wamefika na my boyfriends wajuja. Told you come alone, baby, why would you do that? Walai zime wax, niko form na mabuda. My ex ame catch, niko on na mashooter.
Light another J, we been bumping speaker knockers. Go and ask your girl if she likes me in my boxers. Blowing up my phone, cause I played a kama soccer. All up in my Twitter feed, tabias I'm a stalker. We out here, you talker. Chief gang na my rockstar. My plug MJ's doctor. Fuck run wife your daughter. If I want to, I'm leaving. Hit it up till she queefing. These bitch niggas still beefing. Winning, they griefing. We still smoking reefer. Minas kids I read them and I do the gully creeper. Let them small, small boys know I'm not a beefer. I don't know your plug, but I get it for the cheaper. Fuck it, no more features. We
let a rose Bombay Nita Dunda. Killy money baby, I never been a runda. Aki roll J, irrotate zimeshuka. Pardon my French, Jumapel, I'm a shooter. Name wamefika na my boyfriends wajuja. Told you come alone, baby, why would you do that? Walai zime wax, niko form na mabuda. My ex ame catch, niko on, I'm a shooter.
Figured. We only chief that loud for in the bud and for in the missus. Huku no snaps allowed. Tuko jikoni cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul. Ali die morio only last minute. Babe, go your second round. Chingryu tupa bro. Figured. We only chief that loud for in the bud and for in the missus. Huku no snaps allowed. Tuko jikoni cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul. Ali die morio only last minute. Babe, go your second round. Yo, babe, go your second round. Washaka staff tulia. Wachani stretch ni dishika njugu bana. Wachani chapeka bia. Umechachisha sana, wachanga hizo tabia. I'm finna smash your pia. See at you join na kuanga fisi man. Udini I'll disappear. Talking that shit baliwa. Talking that shit bamiwa. Tuko mawimbi bogi nzima. Tuko machingri wadiwa mezima. Niko DM on the lolo. Atibo if you waki ni nogo. Si bogi itapata solo. Mabare mateke hinomo. Yo, gonga she tell me she love me. She been with the homie, a vicious cycle. Revision we watch my bang and my hit it once. Then she beat it like Michael. And ashanga junilim ghost ki Casper. Sifu imboka idol. Dema li dati afike sleepover. Do drop a subscriber. Cinema KLB kwe evade my opa ko J.O.B. Cinema young OG tukivuta ndom hapo MTV. Peng from far but far from peng my G. Tabidi umesaka miwani saka mideshe. Wacha makali wacha maringo leo ni konyagi. Chingri utupa bro figured. We only chief that loud for in the bud and for in the missus. Huku no snaps allowed. Tuko jikoni cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul. Ali die morio only last minute. Babe go your second round. Chingri utupa bro figured. We only chief that loud for in the bud and for in the missus. Huku no snaps allowed. Tuko jikoni cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul. Ali die morio only last minute. Babe go your second round.
Ali lala mteja. Yeni mdomo for promo na that is a no-no. We pulled up a keja. Woke up he posted on Edgar. Woke up his dumb ass is laying on a stretcher. Pockets vazi men on a key major. Ligi ni kumanze ligi ni major. Up ni a prop tuna chop kama crop. It's a bidi ato lewe scenes. He flowing up running my jeans. Came with my girls they be looking on me. Smoking that loud nikelele. Woke up the neighbors like a routine. Ali dining goja round two. But I give him a knockout. That's my cue. Dip, dip, ooh, ooh. Manze chekio uma. Spit in the fire, we burn her, they chanting Oluwa, Oluwa, Oluwa. Wash them up na wafua, praise utalipa kadua. Hiyo line na uwa, yeye ni queen, mina zua, kazi ni pua.
Chingri utupa bro, figure. We only chief that loud, from the bud and from the missus. Ukuno snaps aloud, tuko jikoni, cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul, ali die morio only last minute. Babe, go just second round. Chingri utupa bro, figured. We only chief that loud, from the bud and from the missus. Ukuno snaps aloud, tuko jikoni, cooking up bangers. Nigga say we talking foul, ali die morio only last minute. Babe, go just second round.
Back, bro, that's my girl Groovy. Groovy Joe, bro, Groovy anakwanga na bars crazy. One thing about Groovy, akona bars crazy.
Ati.
That is my girl, anakwanga na bars crazy.
Groovy Joe, uko bzu msani, umsani.
And I walk out to get his music every 2 seconds. Sing to Nambo. So that's my girl Groovy. I'm a feature kwa mboya, one of those Kilimani babies.
Oh, Mama Fegi.
Bro, the first time you introduce Oh Mama Oma anywhere. Unasikia tu kila mtu. Oh Mama Fegi. Mbona hiyo jina?
And identity.
And then, you know, he always has a cigarette at the back of the his ear. Unanga venya wama greasers, unakonga kwa ma movies. Uni Kilimani baby proper.
Panika vile tu muusema, bro. Miada minkiwa artist, my artist name itakua tu Tela Mavela. Na identify tu na vitu zenye nasimamia.
Wala, uni na storyteller. Ebu Tela Mavela inamanisha ni?
Tela Mavela. Kaya ni Kilimani baby. Mavela ni bangi. Tela Mabangi.
Oh.
Tela Mavela. Okay, so now you're going to go with
Tela Mavela because Oma Oma Fig. Because
I smoke more weed.
That's a lie.
Why?
That's a lie. It's Oma Bila Fegi.
Mwana, I'm smoking figgy anymore.
Nah, he's just lacking figgies. We told him it's bad for his brand. He can't call himself
Oma Figgy. And then... Yeah. And I felt like we identify like spots. Club.
I'm telling you, the first time we introduced, everyone was like, oh, mama, who?
Yeah, like
that figgy part in a ton of people alone.
My folks asked me, like, is that boy serious? Because they've listened to Watch and Interest and they've watched the figgy part. Like, is that boy serious? Like, so there's a time we're leaving Sabi, who's now he was house number 4, me and I was number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Walking to the gate.
Okay, they're just neighbors.
Yeah. Wow, my mom. She walks out and like I don't see any Kikuyu. She calls her friend at Njambi, that was my auntie.
Oh, yeah.
No, yo. Oh, my mama fake. The guy was like, hiya.
Oh my god.
Hiya. Like, I was like, yo. No. Yeah, like, hey. This guy is speaking Kikuyu to him. He's like, no, me, I'm Jolu. He's like, okay, stop.
Did he have the cigarette that only nobody has when you're masculine?
I mean, look, at this point, I didn't know. He didn't have it. But like, my folks, they don't care, man. Like my dad even told me the other day, don't take and do this. There's a lot of things that you do that I shouldn't be allowing you to do. But you do this, nah. But then I was just like, what's this guy talking about?
Messing with parents with your anger. How can you hear too?
How many times have I been caught smoking weed, man? Like, your folks don't know?
But
I don't advocate for drug use to anyone listening.
May advocate sponsors. For drug use.
Hey, maisha ni ngumu.
Maisha ni hard.
You can't do this shit sober. Like,
The first time my mom caught my brother, not me, I don't smoke weed. Mm-hmm. Caught my brother smoking weed. She didn't even catch him smoking weed. Alipasa nini in his room. She was cleaning his room. So she's like, Ati, what is this roach doing here? Bro, najua tumemwangalia. Not even the fact that my brother has been caught.
But the fact that
I'm not going to be. So we just all looked at her and like, okay, so sure. So that means you've been smoking too. So I'm going to jump.
But you know me, I'm the youngest of 3 boys. So
oh, yeah.
Like, by the time I even figured 16, like, I had seen some shit. No. Oh. I wasn't at the
oh, now air your business. I'm airing your business.
The other one was told that you don't come back to the school. We are not expelling you, but don't come back.
But what's that? We're not expelling you, but don't come back to school. Can
I guess.
We'll do you a favor.
I'm going to shout out to Yandika Kwanini.
Oh, yeah, but that's nice.
It would be on your permanent record.
Mm.
Permanent record.
My song is go crazy.
Who's our people?
No, I was in Jaffrey's. You know Jaffrey's?
No. That's a decent school.
It was a shady school. Wait,
I considered. I remember one time a friend of ours was expelled because of drugs. It was so bad. Not your home saying when you need best friend yako. Bro, we almost said it. And then the worst thing, the drugs were not his. And he was on a detox. He was like on a detox for like about 2 months. And then people were sending him for drugs because that's some of you buy a damn. I'm on air. Anyway, yeah. So my people are sending him in our school for stuff. Talking to my staff, yeah, I can't smoke, but he'd bring for people because Langata, we had, you know, Red Shop. I'm sure we scared you at Red Shop.
I think so.
All of you people who smoke weed should just know Red Shop.
I feel it's like a place where they sell drugs.
Yeah, smoke weed.
Green Shop.
You ever seen those sponsored things? I don't know for buy weed. I was like, the police are not trying anymore, man.
They're not struggling.
That guy used to pay cops. And then everyone knew that.
Yeah.
Either it was a Red Shop or a Green Shop, one of them. And I feel like I could be. When is that one Kimuza on? But anyway, whatever you said here could be fiction. So
it is.
It is, yes. 100. Definitely is. So, Sametumani, we get to school. That day, Jimona Ali Sachiwa. Properly, like, you know, we used to just be searched normally with the metal detectors for if you have phones, yada yada yada. That day they went through all his pockets. Okay, but I imagine he was expelled just like that. Anyway, in the office, his mom is crying and he doesn't want to snitch on whose drugs they are.
Hey,
so as well, they were like, bro, just see. And then, you know, the worst thing, he was also expelled from a previous school, Ndakujapo, because of drugs. And then now it's finally not him using them, but you see, now no one will believe you. Because before, you were already caught. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Totally, like, once you're caught by your folks, bro, the even trust. If you've not slept, you wake up, your eyes are kidogo red.
Number wewe.
The eyes, you look there, like, eh?
Eh,
wewe. But Miss Juken Nakonga so fascinated with drugs. Like, apart from music, I think drugs is number two.
Yeah.
Me, I feel like I think you like Izo era's the 1980s. I will be a bitch to a pimp who will be selling drugs. Enjoy. Like,
hey, maybe kwa no butter when I'm about to tell in the club sniffing.
Hey, kwa club niki sniff
sniffing salt.
Salt. Salt.
People sniffing salt in this but club.
But I don't know. I mean, you might have to be fascinated. You know, to a whole thing. Like, if in God and Azataka nikwe manzia plug, miss you in mind.
Drug dealers and gangbangers are quite fun. Anyway, the problem with that life is una chapa crazy.
But
chapa eventually.
Unajua bora tu, like bora tu jijue. Musa matubu jijue.
Hakuna utabi. Let me tell you, even that thing of using pills, your eye sockets start nini.
Mina feelingi zangu zishastink enough. Like, if it goes past this.
Just imagine once you took drugs properly. Just properly.
Yeah.
But just turns I think a year, tired. A good year for me will be enough. Alafu niache to drugs completely.
Okay, now by the time we meet me for a year, you've already become an addict. Do you know how long it takes to develop an addiction?
Bad bitches don't get like addicted.
Oh shit. Yeah, sir.
Wait, it doesn't take someone you 21 days to develop an addiction?
I don't know. It actually takes you 21
days.
Talking out of my ass.
I'm
just saying it to say.
Just guessing.
Yeah.
It takes 21 days to develop an addiction. Yeah. It also takes as much time as it took you to develop the addiction, to drop the addiction.
To drop the addiction.
Yeah.
So we may divide the year into half. Addicted at July, alafu July, December.
What?
Una work on stopping. But anyway, you since
season. You can to sugar even, man.
True?
Yeah. To sugar, tea.
No, salt. Me don't even take sugar. Ushaona ile mimi ya watu wa kunyanga sukari.
Sugar is when
so loud. Sugar is when
I draw the line.
I don't imagine I don't salt, but I can do salt. I can do whatever you want. I'm taking my sweets, I do them.
Okay, sweets got caring good.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Safari na bangi.
You know, Kitambo, I used to be so innocent until I got hung out with a lot of people. And then I realized a lot of things. See, when I dressed, if it was in your cousin, I fly over my head. Afterwards, when I realized, any an innocent line as Nekanga sweets kwa kerenget is so wrong.
It's so wrong, guys.
Actually, when I met Buti, I told him about that line, it's so hard. Like, there's a the first time I ever indulged in sweets and kerenget, man. I didn't know it was sweets and kerenget.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But that tends not to come much.
Alafu zina wave crazy. They wave absolutely crazy.
And
wait,
then,
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Hey, you saved that one. She saved that one.
Sinakwanga tricky. Me apo pia is where cheeky. I might.
Wait. Sweets ni nini? Can we say what it is?
Tropical okay. Mint, fresh.
Probably that I do na bongo na zaka. So we took a Molly nini.
Oh, pills.
Si Molly ni dem.
So crystals are not sweets.
Are they? I don't know. They're I've never sweet. Taken crystals.
Crystals na kanga kachovi, by the way.
Una fake snake moja ni lete tu ni fire kiasi.
Niko nazo.
Apa size? Like right now.
No. you know, the police are listening.
Undisclosed
area.
Bobby,
but when I imagine it was so cool, an actual Kenyan rapper, Mishko Jedra.
From his songs, yeah, that can be so dope. Because so many artists used to be cut off.
Kwa
put aside.
I left the house at 9:42. Got there at 9:50. Smoked to me that dicky.
Bro, the one thing about Vaughn, he's a perfect storyteller.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Vaughn.
He was really good, man. He is like, long live that homie, man.
R.I.P. Vaughn. R.I.P. King Vaughn.
But the one that actually hurt me the most was when Juice WRLD passed, man.
But that one was sad.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD, he OD'd like at the airport or something like that.
Yeah, because they were caught with the drugs.
But what was the worst thing that could have happened? Ngishikwa siati yangi.
It was the FBI.
Oh.
Siati feds. FBI was
so there. So kona heria daddy.
Bro.
I don't know why I've laughed.
You heard his music, man.
I'm
his
so
music
wrong.
Was not a wow. Like I was not. He's talking about like dying at 21 and he did, man.
It's not okay. Even yeah. What's his name? Even Mac Miller. But Mac Miller was not meant to die.
But Miss Jwengi, Miss Feelingi, I say like Miss Idri, labda to psycho, but Miss feeling gay uchungu. You see the way like he was undergoing shit. Me at the end of the day, I'm like, that was a stupid decision to make. It doesn't matter. Like sinanga yo remorse. Remorse.
You're listening.
But nikusomea nakuru my Jews. Uko nakuru zako na dialect different. Like feeling yo akoka uchungu. As much as nezapenda msanii, even like when Amy Winehouse died. I'm like,
wait, are you talking about it in context of if they are drug addicts? I'm look at like Nipsey's situation.
Nipsey's was sad though, but like I didn't really fuck with him that heavy. Like, I fucked with him like.
But that's Nipsey, the one that broke my heart.
Same. Nipsey,
yeah. Sad, man.
I've been enjoying Nipsey for a long time, and I was just put on jokes.
Nipsey Hussle, like when I was, check me out.
I think I was in class 8 double.
Hey, ulikuwa unasikiza? Hey, bro, bana.
But me, I've always loved hip hop. It's always been hip hop. Well, no, that's a lie. Me it's always been neo soul fast, a lot of hip hop.
Hey, bro. It's always been like hip hop, nanile hip hop, yakina NWA, Kalamashako, Kauflani. Like, ile
and you see, there's no difference with Nipsey's. That's why Nipsey never banged for a long time.
That's
people,
true.
And people are chockered with that sound. People are moving to the new trap. And
but you kitchen are going crazy. Kwambia, like a hip hop artist that okay from that conscious zone and get into like a commercial zone.
Yeah.
Okay, for some I'm fuck this niggas.
Imagine society was like a Wu Tang says you want to find your trap.
But it's a co interesting.
It sounded so rough. I'm not going to
trap. But I feel like a trap is rough.
It's rough, but.
The message is in your heart, it's trap. Your name is Tuke.
Exactly. It's rough, but it's not what Akina Wu Tang and DMX were. Those niggas, people used to be scared of how these niggas used to sound. Intimidating. Kind of sound ghetto. You get but it wasn't proper. That's why they were trying to be cleaned up because people didn't like the sound, but they had mad fans.
Yeah.
So you want to clean them up, but if you clean them up, then you lose the sauce.
I want to panty droppers, but.
Like in a Cobbs.
Can a Cobbs have got cleaned up?
Kina
Cobbs ni performers mad.
Saw your videos from
Atian Cut. My God,
the golf concert. That was the one I saw you recording.
Yes. Yeah? Yeah. We in a mask. Mona je like size in when me kwa like in kwa na jawa se but
that deep into them.
Yeah.
But way after that concert, na after nsikia Sabibu and Leilo.
Yeah.
I was sold. Nikakuwa groupie immediately. Alafu pia kwa wachani rest. Leo ni best.
Kesho ni chrome.
Mbona mnapendanga kuimba maimbo pombe funny funny?
Because that's
another question I had for you. Why chrome? Why best?
Why best?
Why
micro?
These bad, bad alcohols? Because
what else can we almost
in Bazaar's orchards, gonna have some questionable alcohol
but
choices.
But you know, it's way better than Blue Moon. It's way better than Blue Moon, I'm a Legerama, and Napoleon.
Leonie Best, Nakeshani Chrome, got it true, by the way. There was a whole that week was, that we were just sipping Best and Chrome.
And then,
alafu nilione tu watch any rest mwanze niko broke. Niko broke.
Best na chrome na imefanywa kwa chini.
Bro.
Mecha nikwambie like.
Unajua uwezi kunywa chrome moja kama tatu.
That's true. Bro. That's true. I don't get how you guys do that much. The first time I drank chrome was that chrome.
Kwanza ukikula ile
exposure ya kufanya vitu kama hizi. But anyway. So I drank it once. The gin when it came out. Remember when it was new?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, maybe any better. Like, okay. Considering now we know where it's made and shit like that, maybe need a decent drink. Yo kitu ilitu picharaza ilitu. Bro, it did everything it could.
Yeah.
And it was just one bottle, but okay, we're just the three of us.
But the guys know what chrome does. The other day I asked in the studio, which one do you think is us, chrome or konyagi? The guy's like, you ni saligani.
And chrome is worse, yeah.
Hey.
Konyagi au lewangi, well, that's the thing. Yeah. You can never lewa like that. Ati.
Yeah. Chrome will forever be my first love.
Even like, I wish they did one of his songs that he chromey cover radio motor he kick throat. And niggas is like, facts. Like, this nigga is spitting real shit. Like, but at the end of the day, why you rap about that shit is because, like, it's genuine. It's like, literally it's not about you. I can't tell you. I don't know that Ace of Spades, she cut. CJ, Hennessy, and JD. My homies look at me in the studio like, hey, Jose. Like, I'm recording with goons in the studio.
Mimi, fake it till you make it. If it was a rapper, I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to pull the scissor. You just lie. You lie.
Rent gari hafo.
Have you ever seen that thing that rappers normally rent everything? After the video shoot, I'm going to check it out.
Guys even rent chains.
For real. That's so bad. That's chain.
But how can you know? You all the way here in Nairobi, you're listening to a guy who has like all his shit sorted out. You think this guy has made it.
See, now I'm going to come back. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
One day you'll tap out easy.
Anyway.
Yes. As long as video ko inakaa vizuri. Kesho
ni Chrome. Chrome, please sponsor me if you're listening, man.
So andike proposal.
So you write for me.
Mecha nikwambia mimi nataka nikwambia kwa big enough to work na nini.
Why? Anyway, no. We grow together.
After nimetoka kuishim. As long as you're famous in any proposal.
Yes, but yeah.
I'm trying to get you to be my manager, by the way.
Bro, manager sasa hapo. Wewe sikijana tunabonga na kina Groove na Maya kuhusu rates. Mina rusha rates zingine crazy over the board na ambia mbona tusitishe ido.
Yeah.
But mimi unajua mimi naangalia from a mechanical aspect in that super kona buzz. So ana deserve more
Groovy
money.
Groovy should not be treated less.
Because like,
businesses ni all about like uliko na followers wangapi ama shitika yo. Na yukitu nitu unfortunate ju.
But you know.
Deserve wanapata deals zenye.
The funny thing is there are some people who have someone could have less followers than me. Na bado account yake iko na more interaction and everything. Yeah. That's how I normally don't look at someone's followers and then think ati anapata interactions crazy.
Even me, why like my rates went up, like obviously like the music popping, it helped. Mm-hmm. But every time I get off stage, like these guys are telling me, yo, like even when we went to Diani, Sikamene was there with her homies, man. These guys were telling me, bro, they've gone for shows. Like, they've seen the biggest artist perform.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the shit that they saw that night, they were shocked.
Because,
like, you have to... Yeah, man, like, real rock star.
Ini cash the funny thing, fans out pia ni Kilimani babies. So, your fans are even supporting you crazy because even then they have bank. So,
Zingine na kwangapo ni kiimba na yo time... banki yani kona ni fuliza
I don't know just nasemanga hivyo lakini pia ama fans wa Cardinali tunaona hivyo pia wanaona bank nadhani wa Cardinali wakaenda kosezi hosea hata pula
mimi naweza enda hapo ara tunaenda na ndege hata CSG
I feel like it just depends on how people love you. I feel like the specific people in the industry, you guys, you akina Kahush, akina Buti, yani mnapendwa ngwa tu crazy hey. Wa kardinali mnapendwa yeah. tu genuinely mnapendwa tu it's not yeah. even a tea.
That's just smart bro you find yeah. people older than you saying a tea, you inspire them I'm like bro what do you mean
but imagine hizo shit zinakwanga kweli yeah. Mi as a music journalist hapa naweza waambia mimi nakwanga group mbaya mimi hata naweza angusha ethics for the
mimi nataka yeah. nataka uache kusema hiyo word
bro even the other day like we were
that group word is normally so bad
but I feel like in a cute way don't like, you think
yeah you use it in a cute way but there are celebrities out here if they
I mean unaleta zogo mimi ushaimisezi miss
there are people out here if they call you a group you are funny na kwanga so disrespectful they mean yeah. it in the most disrespectful
mimi naweza ku call out bana unajua mose mangale kinadili mimi nikiambia msemi ni fan wake na expecting kuna level head respect pia hapo
sio tikwa I hate it especially where una compliment to me genuinely like ni approach cops ni mwambie yo cops like I fuck with your music you know which you is it alafu usikie at afterwards ah groupies eh
Ah. Hey, mina za kutrash talk mina kuangusha kwa websites zote naandikia
so na
nani but anyway bro
yeah I don't want to talk but you speak I'm in deep trouble yeah
go fresh
walking heat good presidential
yeah. but anyway Cobbs nasema in front of what online presence mimi nataka kufanya kazi na wewe
yeah I mean look Tella is on some bullshit also that you wait until I get as big as you and like who's big here man we are the same bro. We help each other
I want
other,
to
bro.
Have contacts that will pay unaona pia like yenye itakubenefit
yeah
tuna wrap up to size
yeah man
tumekujiwa
it's been fun 2.5 sobriety
Imagine this nini was supposed to be for us.
For us. I say
wakani, ambu shapu. And then I can't say no. Village kwenye mana pombe.
This is going to be that Halloween event at Deja Vu, man.
Eh, me.
I was going to put here kidogo.
Olai.
Yeah.
Mnaenda sayo?
Yeah. Pull up if you're listening. Meet and greet.
Is that two boxes?
Kariwa. Yeah. Mina za kuja by the way. Kariwa. And we go fun girl. I find her so beautiful by the way. She's so beautiful and she's so nice.
That's facts.
I met her at a bad situation once though. But she's very nice. Kuna mtu alikuja kumsalimia alipigwa na butu. So I was like, "Eh, should I now approach her or what?" But ilikuwa understandable what she did me. I support call out these rapists. Call them out unnecessary. But anyway, so guys, oh, such a nice episode.
Yes.
Although nilikuwa nimepotea in so many ways.
Yeah, man. It worked in a way.
I'm so scared, but it's my flow. To make it work.
For, you should be a co-host. Honestly, you guys.
Let me tell
you.
Stella always saves my ass. Yeah. Stella definitely.
I'll send her your rates.
Cops ni manager angu.
Yes, talk to me. Don't speak to my talent.
Anyway, so
we're
back.
Oh my god.
Let's stick to my talent.
Abutala, so now.
Tell me
so I should say. Are we switching my show?
Or are we going back we're switching 3 to 5.
Three to five.
Yeah. Umebamba my niggas like, oh my god, yeah.
Hilaria. I'm lovable. I don't know why they like me, they just like me. They really, really like me. But yeah, so guys, thank you for tuning in. As always, the episode will be posted at exactly 8 or Nikichela was on at 9. But the episode will be live everywhere. Tella, thank you. Cobbs, thank you for showing up.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
My regular guest. Oh, yeah?
Shout out to boost
my listenings.
Shout out everybody that's listening, man.
You should come for my podcast, like an episode.
100. Nice. Let me say yes in front of all the witnesses.
You heard it here. Yeah. So anyway, thank you. Thank you guys for listening.
Use
bye.
Drugs safely. Bye.
Yeah. Use drugs. Buenas noches.
Safely. Love.
Baby, that 1-2 on the beat, I go foot loose. Watch how you step, ooh, slippery flows, I left too. I cannot rest, I need a checkmate, no chess. I'm with the best, team looking clean like it's a new plate. This an invasion, breaking an enemy, take your way. Need a persuasion, told him the plug was on the way. I ain't got patience, but all my niggas are sick in the way. I left them breathless, nigga came up looking blue in the face. Black, dark was a case, white took it a face. Numb, needed my space, stay on my tail, I'm loving the chase.